Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory Podcast Series. Today I'm here with Jeremy Chitlick. Jeremy is a senior manager at Altus Group, working out of the Tysons Corner office, and specializes in property tax appeals in Washington, D.C. Jeremy actually spent 6 years working for D.C.'s Office of Tax and Revenue, and when he left, he was the supervisor of the major commercial assessment. And Jeremy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Matt?
Good. Well, thanks for joining us. And let's jump right in. So the assessments hit the street on February 28th. And what are the owners finding out there?
So far, it's kind of been a mixed bag. There's been some relief, some disbelief. Last year's when the owners didn't really expect any change or much change at all, they saw 20-25% increases. Luckily for everybody, that's not the case this year. While most owners are seeing basically flat changes or 3-5% changes, the trophy properties in Washington, D.C. are seeing changes anywhere from 6-10%. So there is some relief, but others are saying, you're getting me again, which they're not too happy about. And if you recall that last year's assessments were based on a change in methodology, this year's are kind of just a couple key points that they decided to change that's affected values.
Interesting. So are all the owners seeing increases then?
For the most part, yes. It appears the land values have remained flat this year, which is something that's happened for the last few years. The trophy properties are seeing a pretty good growth, while the A, B, and C office properties aren't seeing much change at all. The apartment properties aren't seeing a huge change, and the hotels as well. And I do want to point out that D.C. made a mistake last year with the apartments. The apartment cap rate was actually done incorrectly, and they developed it using non-arm's-length transactions. So I thought we might see a decrease in apartments like we've seen in some of the Northern Virginia assessments, but that's actually not the case. So while some have remained flat or gone up slightly, it doesn't raise too many red flags. But when last year's was inflated and they kind of carried that over, there are some red flags. An example of a trophy property increase, 1717 K Street, which many people call the Aaron Fox Building, it's all 7.5% bump. And 7.5 doesn't really kind of seem too crazy, but when you start at $300 million and you increase that by 7%, that's actually an increase to your taxes of $425,000. So it's real money, real significant money. And when you're playing with numbers that are $200-400 million, even a 4-6% increase can be very significant.
Yeah, for sure. That is definitely significant. So I guess if the methodology has stayed the same, why are the increases happening then?
So normally the answer is cap rate. It always goes back to cap rate. But that's actually not the case for office buildings. The cap rate only changed by 10 basis points for the trophy properties, and there was no change to the cap rate on any of the other office property classes. This year, the assessor decreased the assessment ratios, or what they call market expenses. I don't know why they did this, but it appears that that's the reason for the increase. I don't think that will make a lot of people happy because expenses are trending up, not down.
So what can property owners do with these increases, man?
The first thing they need to do is appeal. Every year, just to kind of keep the assessors honest, unless you truly think your property is fairly assessed, and that deadline is to appeal is April 1st. Having someone that understands that process and the ins and outs of the Office of Tax Revenue is really the key to a successful appeal. Understanding the approval process, what's going on at the first level, that's how you're successful. In the past, Matt, what they've done is you go into the first level and there's an informal discussion. I sit there, you sit there, and we say, your cap rate's wrong. And the assessor goes, okay, yeah, my cap rate's wrong. I know you think that. Thanks for coming in. No change. Go to the board. That's what needs to change. If you go in and say, hey, look, give me a higher cap rate, you're not going to get anything. But if you go in with a full narrative that spells out all the points, gives the assessor everything they need to give a reduction, you're likely to get a reduction if it's warranted. That's really the myth of this. The myth is that the assessors don't like giving reductions, and that's completely untrue. The assessors have no interest in the tax dollars, the budget, the fiscal impact, maybe in some places, but not in D.C. They'll do the right thing if they have the tools to recommend the changes to management. And that's really kind of the differentiator and the key. You have to go in there with all your information right up front to get a reduction. Otherwise, you can't expect one. When cases get pushed to the second level, decisions are then released in February of the following year. The problem there is those decisions are not factored into the following year's assessment. What this means is if you have a property that's assessed at $100 million and it's reduced to $80 million, and the assessor doesn't find out about that reduction until they've already set the following year's value, your value is going to start at $100 million the following year. But if you were able to get that reduced to $80 million at the first level, maybe next year your property will start at $80 million and you'll see a slight increase. And really, there's more reason to get cases fixed early because the assessors consider reductions in their following assessments. So everything needs to be in front of the assessor in order to make this meeting with the assessor as meaningful as possible. If the assessor says no, they've now dug their heels in and you're forced to go to the board. The board level's gotten much tougher to get reductions, with some members willing to give you a reduction, others members, it doesn't matter what you say, you're not getting a reduction. And the last thing you want to do is kind of leave it up to the luck of the draw of who's on your panel. If this fails, you kind of get in line, and you go to court. And there's some staggering numbers there that I don't know if anybody truly understands, especially on the government side, because of the fiscal impact of all this. There's over 1,800 cases in line to go to court, to go to trial. There's been three trials in the last, say, 9 tax years, and no decisions have been rendered. So there's a long line to wait because all these factors, it's very, very important to make that first level and take it and make it the most important level of the appeal process. And you need to utilize all the information, all the abilities you have to make that happen.
Interesting, Jeremy. Appreciate these insights. Before we sign off here, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything we missed? I know this is a huge topic.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think we pretty much covered anything. And if anybody needs anything, I think my information will be available along with the link. So feel free to reach out to me on either give me a call or just shoot me an email.
Perfect. Sounds good. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive podcast interview with Jeremy Chitlick. And as I mentioned, Jeremy is a senior manager at Altus State and Local Tax and Advisory. And Jeremy was kind enough to spend some time today to talk about some of the things that are happening when it comes to Washington, D.C. commercial real estate assessments and appeals. And Jeremy, as always, thanks for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Matt.
Take care.